I greet you in the name of the true and ever-living God who redeemed, blessed, and sanctified us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Pray for me, Lord, I believe that you have a purpose for my life. And I want to recognize and appreciate the gifts you have given me to accomplish it. When I feel pressured by the demands on my time and for my attention, help me to focus on what is the most important, which is my relationship with you. I know I will come to be better understanding my purpose. I will be able to accomplish it. I bless and humbly thank you. In your Son, our Savior Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family, friends, and visitors. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Oh, I heard a voice I haven't heard in a while. Is that Donald? Did I hear? Oh, it's Julie. That is good, too. I haven't been in the pulpit at 10:30 for about 3 Sundays. I feel like it's a strange place. So I just imagine what Moses must have felt, Peter, James, and John. But I always ask the question of us. Many times you may be in bed in a deep sleep, and all of a sudden you jump out of the sleep. And you look around and say, where am I? But I always believe it's when you have those close encounters with God. It's that time where you are growing through the Holy Spirit. I call it for us where the dead law is gone and the new living letter of the Spirit is among us. And then there are times you may be sleeping and you feel like there's something holding you down and you can't move. Is it only me or are some others have experienced it? And you're wondering what's happening to me. But then all of a sudden it's released. Those are your growth times with God. But sometimes then you do get up. And I'll tell you a story about myself. In the middle of the night in my apartment in Brooklyn, I just got up. And I didn't know what was going on, but I just kept walking. Next thing I know, I went right out my door in my boxer shorts and a t-shirt. It was about 35 degrees, and I had an apartment door that if you left it and it closed, what happened? It slammed locked, which meant I could not get back in. So now you're walking into your apartment building, there's so many apartments. So you look crazy, and everyone most likely that will see you will believe you are. And I don't know where, and the young people may not know this. Do anyone remember what a telephone booth? Yes. Yes. I had the pleasure to go to the telephone booth. I didn't have no money. I had no keys. But in those days, you could call the operator and ask for what? A collect call. I called my brother-in-law, and he came. He had my extra keys to let me in. But when he saw me, he looked at me and said, is it sure? Is your apartment you want to go to, or should I take you to the hospital? Because he most likely thought I was out of my mind. I wasn't, because I'm here today. And I'm here today because you chose me to be here today. And as we think about the transfiguration, the important part is to remember Jesus went up to the mountain to pray as he often did when he made major decisions or great things were going to happen. Just before a couple of Sundays ago, we knew he went up there and prayed, and then he came back and he chose his disciples. What was now happening to us is the experience of Moses. You remember that the tabernacle, he was going to go back to the mountain, and he was in the presence of the Lord. And we at sometimes feel that presence, and yes, we may hold our head down. And I don't think Moses was doing it for shame. It was just the awe of that presence. But here in our gospel, we see Moses transcending from the law, Elijah from the prophet, And now Jesus becomes the new world order. He was letting us know that that law that had been placed on us was not the way God now wanted us to live. You know, it's like a tree, you planted the roots, watered it, now the branch is, now the trunk is growing, but you want the branches now to spread. But if you kept in the same roots and that part of the trunk, you don't grow. It is when the water spreads and the branches grow. That was the ministry Jesus was bringing to us. And when he came down from the mountain, that's the thought he had for all of us to the new world order. I came to think of it 18 months ago, or maybe 2 years ago, when St. Sebastian decided that they were going to call a new priest. The church went, they filled out a parish profile, they sent around surveys, everyone filled out what they needed and what they would like and what they would like to see. As everyone always says, we need to see the church grow. And then we need to see more youth in the church. We need to see our thigh grow. And we're going to bring a new priest and he's going to do all of that. 18 months later, I am no longer the new priest. All the honeymoon is over. But the key to that is, it is also a requirement of all of us. You get the questions that we constantly hear, I like it the way it was. I am comfortable in the way it was. Change is not easy, whether it's for you or me. When we ask for change, it has to start in our hearts, in our commitment to change. The priest cannot change by himself. I am not going to point at you because my mother said anytime you point at someone, your thumb is pointing back at you first. What I say to you, Jesus' ministry in this world was a change. And in his change, he knew it was going to be turmoil. He was a new world order. If you remember, even when he got back to the temple, they had lost their way. And he saw that they were selling and trading and doing all of these things in the temple. And he saw, and it hurt him. St. Sebastian, we are 18 months. You ask for change. You must be willing to change. You must be willing to grow. We must be willing to grow. In another 4 weeks of March, every Saturday, I am doing a memorial service. You don't do memorial service for the living. You do memorial service for the dead. And they're all members who we lost. Each time we lose a member, they're going to be, all of us should be here to support and send off those new members to that everlasting life where they pay their tribute to God all their lives. But it will also bring opportunities for us. Because there will be friends or family who would have come to our church maybe for the first time to celebrate that person's life. We Episcopalians don't walk the street and tell everyone how good Jesus is. The time we get to evangelize is at our memorial services and situations like the Taste of Our Lives last Saturday. There were over 200 people on our property. I have yet to see 200 people in church on any Sunday, which meant there had to be over 100 people that do not know what St. Sebastian is about. I can walk around as much as you would like and tell them, but I cannot do it all by myself. You know what's the wonderful thing at the door? When visitors come here, they say, your church is so beautiful. And you know what is funny? The people here seem like they like each other. If the church is beautiful and we love each other, Why can't we tell people how much we love them to become part of something here that we have so good? I am not going to come out of the pulpit like Jesus came off the mountain, but I'm going to tell you this morning that we have to be all in. Not just me, but you, my vestry, and everyone. You got to decide, it's a church we want to grow or a property we want to sell. I am here for the long run. We are going to grow this church, even if I remind you every Sunday that we are all in. We have a beautiful piece of property. We love each other. This morning, two of our readers, because of personal situations, could not make it to read. But you and the congregation would not have known. Why? Because others just filled in and took the place of others. That's what God's ministry is about. When one person is down, the other picks the other one up. That's the Jesus coming off the mountain. And he came off the mountain and he was angry with the disciples. You remember why they could not heal the young man? What did Jesus say? You faithless and perverse generation. How much longer must I be with you and bear with you? In other words, we must all take responsibility for our actions. Moses was the law. Elijah was the prophet. Jesus was the new world order. You know how much fun to talk about Jesus and to feel his presence. Teze is coming up next week. If you want to take a moment in the Lenten time to just feel the Spirit, step back. Let the busyness of life rush by you for a little time. Feel the presence of God in your life. He's there. He's here for you and he's here for me. Many of us in our families, I spent about 3 weeks ago clearing out the prayer list and I thought it was short. I looked at it this morning and it's long again. God is calling for you and he's calling for me. He's asking us just to take a little time, show our love to him because he loves us unconditionally. We choose to be Christians and we choose to be followers of Jesus because his love never fails us. I follow our presiding bishop on Facebook and he had a simple statement that I will read to you and it says, Jesus' way has the power to change each of our lives and to change the world. Jesus' way has the power to change each of our lives and to change the world. The most popular name in the world is Jesus. Everyone knows who is Jesus. You look on the cross and you see the man who died for our sins. My brothers and sisters, this morning, I am not going anywhere. Yes, I may be the Very Reverend, but that's just the title. You know what the Very Reverend has done for St. Sebastian? Now when they ask who is the Dean of the Southeast, they say Father Gary of St. Sebastian by the Sea. They have made it has made us more popular. What will we do with it? We will grow, and we will grow. And I love my kids who are here this morning with me. They're here to celebrate their mom's birthday. Jesus is alive, and he's alive up St. Sebastian, my brothers and sisters. Don't fool yourself. He's with you, and he's with me.
Let us stand and reaffirm.